Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hi, it's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am here to give you a dose of vitamin E. How y'all doing today? And if you're new, vitamin E is education, empowerment, and encouragement. That's what I give over here. Now, we ain't gonna be talking. Sometimes we may do some, you know, real reality shows or whatever. But we talk about real life stuff over here to help you become a better person, to help you become a better whole person, not just a person, but whole, because sometimes we can go through things in life to where we are fragmented people, and sometimes we are broken, we are bruised, and we are just hurt. But over here, it's time for you to get yourself together, baby. So last week, I don't know if you have, if you listened to last week's podcast, I hope that you did. If not, go ahead and pause this one, listen to last week, and then come back and listen to this one. Because it's just a continuation. Last week was part one. I couldn't give it all in one setting. So this is just part two of It's Time. You know, I'm real big on quarters. So here we are in the last quarter of 2023. And honey, baby, it's time. It is time. Last week was a really good episode to get you jump started. But this right here is just a continuation. Just to let you know it's time. It's time. Y'all remember that song back in the day? It's time. Time to make the change. We are the people who can do it. Y'all remember that? Come on now. But anyways, it's time. It's time for you to work on yourself. Work on you. You want to fix everybody else and you want to be there for everybody else. And we talked about this last week too. But it's time for you to work on you, baby. It's time for you to unpack the trauma, the hurt, the wounds, the unforgiveness, the bitterness. Child, it's time for you to unpack that stuff and work on yourself. Do you know people? I was reading something today and it says that stress will kill you quicker than a heart attack. Stress. You stressing over other people's business while your business is on the wayside, laying on the byside. It's time for you this season. It is time for you to work on yourself. And you know what? Sometimes working on yourself, child, it is a project within itself. My pastor would say, I remember a long time ago, and it still sticks with me. He says, you have 12 months in a year. You got 6 months to mind your business and 6 months to leave other people's business alone. Because if you mind your business for 6 months, those other 6 months are going to be you figuring out how to keep it together or how to bring it back together. So this season, it's time for you to work on yourself. You can't put it off no more. There's no sense in you repeating on a cycle. There's no sense in you repeating, especially in your marriages. It's time for you to work on you, because you want to look at your spouse as the culprit. And let's just be honest. It may be you. It may be you. And even in relationships, you're wondering why your relationships are not working. Why do you keep attracting the same type of people? Why do these people have a target on you?
Well, let me tell you, you draw what's in you. Yeah. So what's attracted to you, what is that saying? What is that saying? Why do I keep getting these type of people? Why I always? Because there is an aroma. Help me. There is a scent that you can't smell, but those that are attracted and drawn to you, they smell it, child. So this season, it's time for you to work on you. If you don't like what you are attracting, it's time for you to see why you're attracting it. And it's time for you to reset. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to reset. And if you can't reset on your own, you know, go ahead and click the link in the bio and just go ahead and get the book, my book, Reset Your Life. Yeah, the link is in the bio. And if you need assistance, go ahead and click the link and schedule you a session. Let's talk about it and see if we can assess and move forward. But this is your season. This is your come up season. But in order for this to be your come up season, you're going to have to put in the work, baby. You're going to have to put in the work. And in order to see a change, in order to see a difference, you're going to have to put the work in. It's time for you. Last week, we already said it, to work on your happiness. Your happiness. What makes you happy? Yeah, I know I'm real big on boundaries. If you create solid boundaries, your happiness, oh my gosh, will be in abundance, because now you've set boundaries and you know what you will and won't allow, what you will and won't accept, what you will and won't do. That you work on your own happiness. It's time for you. It's time for you this season. We're not leaving out of this season the same way, fragmented. We're not leaving out of this season feeling incomplete. We're not leaving out of this season without our business in order. And our business is our business. I was talking to my neighbor the other day and she tickled me. She said, I'm not in the business of telling other people how to run their business, because I don't do that business. And it was so funny to me. She said, I'm not in that business. So your business is your only main business. And I always say, mind the business that pays you. Your business is going to pay you. It's going to pay you in peace. It's going to pay you in happiness. It's going to pay you in contentment. Your business. And that right there is rich. But it's time. You know, when I first came, one of the first things I said is work on yourself. But it's time for you to prove on your weaknesses. What area are you weak in? What area? And you know it, because you can't help yourself when it comes to that particular thing. But it's time for you. Last week we talked about, you know, getting your health and getting strong. But the same thing with your weaknesses, it's time for you to build them up. Where, what area, what thing are you weak in? Now, what is that particular place, person, or thing? But this is, it's time for you to improve it. Because if not, you're going to be on that same ride. I don't know if y'all ever seen Scooby-Doo, but they had this episode one time. They were riding on, roller coaster. The roller coaster came and they thought it stopped and they were getting ready to get off. That roller coaster took off again. But it's time for you to improve on your weaknesses, because once you improve on your weaknesses, oh my gosh, you begin to build your self-confidence. You begin to build your self-esteem. You begin to build where those broken places have been ruined. But you got to identify what your weakness is. You have to identify that. And it's time for you to be comfortable about your growth. People are comfortable with who you are or who you were. People become uncomfortable when you grow and become who you were intended to be. Oh, but she done changed. or you done changed for the better. People don't like change. Let's just be honest. Am I lying? People don't like change whatsoever. People, if things could stay the same, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Lies you tell. It may not be broke, but it sure ain't, it's not dependable. Or it ain't producing what you want it to produce. People are uncomfortable when you grow. So a lot of times, because they express that to us, well, I don't want to do too much now because I don't want them uncomfortable. I don't care. I don't care if they uncomfortable with my growth. Because what I tell them is that you knew me. Now let me reintroduce myself. Because we're growing every day. We're growing. Because we were not placed on this side of heaven to remain the same. That would be a that would be a sad indictment if we were still the same age or the same size or the same mental capacity that we had at 5, at 25, 35, 45, 85. That's sad. Grow. And it's time for you not to be uncomfortable growing for the betterment of you. Because I'm telling you, when you grow, people around you are going to notice your growth. They're going to mention your growth. You know, my hair is, I have locks now, and I've had them for quite a while. And when people see it, they'll say, you know, your hair looks really nice. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. You know, this is the best decision that I made. And then I go on to say, I wish I would have done this. But I was too apprehensive about, it may not look good. Or, you know, ain't nobody really doing it. I don't, at this age I am now, child, I have arrived. And if you don't like it, that has nothing to do with me. Nothing but all to do with yourself. So this season, it's time. It's time for you to be comfortable with growth and outgrow yourself. Outgrow the old you. Outgrow the old conversation. Outgrow the old patterns. And learn you some new ones that are going to really evolve you. And not only evolve you, but your relationships, because you are outgrowing the old you, are going to appreciate it. It's almost like not having no rain for like a solid month and it's been hot and the rain comes. Oh my gosh. Outgrow the old you. It's time this season, and it's time for you to be who you were meant to be. And let me tell you something. When you become and allow who you were meant to be, instead of being a people pleaser or watering down your worth, I'm telling you, you are going to be able to identify who's for you and who's against you. The blinders are coming off. And I said it, I think last week, we were talking about setting the boundaries. When you start setting boundaries, you're going to see, baby, who really respect you and who can care less about you and your boundaries. But this is your season. It's time for you to work on yourself. It's time for you to work on your happiness, baby, and to be full of self-love. It's time. Love on yourself. That's nobody's job. If somebody chooses to do it, that's extra. But if they don't do it, fine and dandy. Be full of self-love this season. It's time. You've neglected yourself long enough. You've put yourself on the back burner long enough. It's time for you to really start loving yourself. Flaws and all. Flaws and all. It's time for you to improve on your weaknesses. You know, when you go for an interview, they always say, you know, what is something you're strong at? What is something you're weak at? or that's a weakness for you, it's time for you to work on them. It's time for you to work on them. So that if that question is asked of you, you can say, I used to be. And it's time for you to get comfortable with growing. It's okay to grow. We're meant on this. We're put on this side and we're meant to grow. And it's time for you to outgrow yourself, your old self. It's time for you to evolve. It's time for you to reset. And it's time for you to be who you were meant to be. Because when you become who you were meant to be, mark my words, you're going to see who's for you and who's against you. I'm just speaking. I'm speaking. Then this is for you. This is for you. It's time. You've sat long enough. You've procrastinated. You've, you know, went back and forth in your mind about it long enough. But it's time. It's time. And I'm excited for the change because I want to hear about the testimonies, child. I want to hear. So until the next time, y'all know I can talk all day. Y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintaining. When they know how you carry yourself, what you've been being to other people, how you've neglected yourself, but let them know, I'm listening to the Step Strong podcast and I'm getting my dose of vitamin E and there's a new thing that's taking place in my life. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain, y'all persevere and trust God. Trust God. Because I'm telling you, God is not a man that he should lie. The word of God says there's no shadow of turning in him. The word of God says that his promises are yes and amen, but you have to get in the word and know what it is. Grow. It's time to grow. So until the next time, y'all be safe and I holla.